Good evening and welcome to Ladies Night Podcast. This is Siobhan. I'm so loving all this feedback we're getting right now. Thank you all for writing me on Instagram, Facebook. We have a Facebook page now, ladies. Woo-hoo. Hey. Oh, did you hear that? I think we have the Bonnet Babes back in the building. Hey. Oh my gosh. So I'm here with Jazz and Tony. And y'all know what we have. All right. It's just a little Kool-Aid. Ladies, let me tell you. So when one door closes, another one opens. So I recently stopped dating somebody, and then guess what happened? Someone else came back. Girl. It is
back.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the show.
Sure.
But that's how it happens. Like, ladies, don't be afraid to let go of anybody because there might be somebody waiting at the door to talk to you next. But tonight, I don't want to tell y'all quite yet what we're talking about. How have you ladies been since episode one? When we first recorded. Oh, sorry. Tony and Jazz, the Bonnet Babes. How have you been since episode one?
I've been good. Working hard, per usual. Loving all the feedback and all the questions and all the positivity that we've got from the episode.
How about you, Jazz?
Working hard for the city. just trying to get this website together. Met up with my web developer. If you still need any 24-hour childcare, you just hit me up at amp24ccc.nd. @gmail.com.
Girl, I almost tried to repeat that, but you had a lot going on.
I know. I know. I had the other one, and you can still hit me up at jasminek@ampminks.org. But then I have the other one, which is amp24ccc.nd@gmail.com. So either one.
That was abcdefg@gmail.
Right.
.com. So, what kind of feedback have y'all heard from the first episode? Because I've heard there were some interesting comments that happened along the way. What is that, Tony?
I think we got all positivity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We haven't seen anything negative.
No.
No, you seen something?
But I thought you had a celebrity sighting, like somebody was like, hey, wasn't you on that podcast?
Oh! I remember that. Okay, so yeah, I was at...
Tommy's famous.
I was doing a photo shoot, what was it, like two or three weeks ago? And this guy was like, I was like, hi, I'm Antonia, da, da, da. He was a photographer, and he's like, Antonia from the podcast, da, 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 da. Like, I was like, oh yeah, that's me, like, I guess... How many Antonias do you know? I don't know. But yeah, he was, it was positive. Like, he was like, he gave like good stuff.
What happened to me was like, I've been finding out men are listening to the podcast.
Really? Yeah, it was a man.
Yeah.
He was a male.
And so I feel like they got their cup to the door and just chiming in on a girl talk or whatever. So, mm-hmm. But I found that interesting because the couple that I've talked to after the episodes, because there's a couple that do reach out and we end up talking on the phone or whatever. But they say, like, that's kind of the stuff that we want to know as men because we don't always get to see that with women. Mm. But then also, it kind of sparked an upcoming episode where guys who have questions about what we talk about, I've been asking them what do they want to know from women. So I got about 10 questions prepped so far for that episode, and we may be bringing on the Bonnet Babes to answer those questions.
I think it was somebody else. Oh,
I'm not from ready.
Tonight, we are not talking about that.
I think it'll be really good.
Yeah, they had some very good questions. I can't wait to share that.
That can be fun.
How about you, Jazzles?
I mean, so far, all I've seen on Facebook about it have been pretty positive. I mean, I think it was pretty receptive. People have been receiving it really well. I think the show that we did live of us listening to ourselves has been very amazing. So I think that was really good. Like, yeah. I thought that was a fun mm-hmm. idea to have us listening to ourselves live and giving our feedback. I thought that was really good and just getting, you know, live comments and stuff and seeing what people thought and answering their questions as they're hearing it live. I thought that was pretty awesome. So maybe we should do that more often.
I think so. And when this airs, I'll be in Orlando. So that won't be that week. But we will try it again another time. So, I want to ask a question leading into tonight's topic, but what is the best pickup line you've ever heard from a guy?
Ooh.
Was it the guy in the alley?
Girl,
2 weeks ago.
So girl, a couple that weeks ago, I did a.
Girl, this is your best shot. This will never happen again. I think this is your best shot, and we know this will never happen again.
So that's the lie, but I had a photo shoot for VK Press, which is my publishing company. And
shout out to VK Press.
Yeah. Check out VKPresses.com if you want to see the photos. But hold on, what was happening? Because I was all over the place.
Girl, we were like in the alley, and I don't know, somebody was shooting, and this guy just like walked up. And
was that the special guy?
Yeah. So the photographer.
He's a special character, all right.
Yeah. The photographer kind of like blocked it because I think he was kind of like the only male in the situation. And he was like,
Except for his 17 friends that showed up.
Then he kept like walking towards me, but then the photographer kept like walking with him. And he was like, so yeah, are you seeing anyone? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, okay. Or, well, sucks for you. Like,
and he was dead serious, like,
well, sucks for you, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. He was like, what? You missed out or something. What did he say?
He just was like, you'll never get this.
He was like, you'll never get this chance again. Yeah.
Did he ask like, where's the nearest club though?
He was like, where's the club? And I was like, well, which club? Like, he was like, the club.
Yeah, we're downtown. Like, there's like, plenty of them.
There's one across the street. There's some down the street. And he's like, okay, well, are you sure this is the best chance you'll ever get? You're lost. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, he was just like on 1,000. I don't know if he was drunk or what, but girl, his little swag was on 10,000, and all he knew was, I'm looking for the club, and you know you want to be my woman, and if
like,
you
you're
don't...
beautiful, and you'll never get this chance again.
Yes, that's what
like,
he said.
Thank you, okay.
Yes, oh, you let him down so easy, and I don't even think you let him down, you just were like, okay, the club's to the left, make your way that way.
To the left, to the left.
You hear me? Oh, it was hilarious.
I can't remember the best pickup line, but I will say, the guys who have delivered them, they had so much charisma, and I didn't even feel like they were hitting on me. It was just like, oh, I'm supposed to be with you and wherever you're going.
I've never heard a good pickup line.
Not a good one, like corny ones.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I've heard corny ones.
What's the corniest?
Like, something about heaven. I forgot.
Oh,
heaven,
gosh, I hate that one. You've been running through my mind all day or something like that.
You must be tired.
Yeah.
You've been running through my mind all day.
Yes.
Please get away from me.
Yeah.
Girl.
So, God bless your mama and daddy.
Yes.
Bless.
So the reason why I asked that is because, so this is 2017. So in 2013, there was a song that came out, and it went with a movie, Think Like a Man. And in this song by John the Legend, I felt like it was so charismatic. It was Tonight, whatever the rest of the title is. But he's like, ain't this what you came for?
Yes, come on here.
Don't you wish you came for?
Yes.
Yeah,
come on.
Girl.
Yes.
I feel like I saw him twice in 1 year. Like, I just love the man. So I want to kind of like go along with that song. And tonight's topic is Best You Ever Had.
Oh,
I just finally told them. They've been asking me for the last 6 hours.
So
this is the best what? The best food?
Oh, we're going to go through 3 different topics.
Okay. Just got real.
Is it wine we ever had?
Oh, not quite. We're going to talk about dating. Cheers.
Okay. Privacy setting?
Right.
Is my mama going to hear this?
Girl, don't share the link with your mom.
Right.
But this first part, we're going to talk about fantasy, right?
Okay.
So, I'm going to start off with saying, I absolutely love Idris Elba. Like, he is the hottest thing walking.
And he's getting better.
Right.
Like, the salt and pepper is looking good on him.
Oh, my God. And that magazine cover with Essence, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tucked away somewhere at home. But who's your celebrity crush?
Ooh, that's a good one. I feel like I don't know. I've always had a weird crush on Marky Mark. Don't make fun. I don't know
Wahlberg?
What it is. Yes. Girl, I don't know what it is about him, but ooh. I don't know. I think it's his swag or something, or when he plays them parts when he has like that New York Boston accent, it kind of turns me on. Ooh. I don't know what it is. Because he is not really so much like a looker for me, more than it is like, I feel like he would knock somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have a celebrity crush. I really like ghosts, but I think it's more of the back tattoo. Like, I'm a back lover. Like, if you got definition in your back, I'm ooh.
See? And for me, off that show, it would be Tommy because he's crazy and he would shoot somebody. Not because I think he's a looker, but no, if I needed something done. Omar
is a looker, but like, it's just like, girl, they had this scene where his back and it was his tattoo and it was like definition. I was like, glory.
Yes.
Holy.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think I have a celebrity crush.
I don't
crush.
Have too many celebrity crushes or like faint.
Okay,
Michael
so
Michael B. Jordan is cute. I like his lips.
So you have Michael B. Jordan. You have Marky Mark.
If I mean, can put people together.
Now, is a fantasy, like, is it because they're fine? What? Like, because you want to do something to them?
That's cool because that'll help us with our next question.
Okay.
So, or a question or two later, but so what is your favorite love scene from a movie or a song? And don't say Belly.
Oh, I don't even remember that. Okay. My favorite love scene?
Yeah, in a movie or like a music video.
Gosh, I hate the word favorite because I have really good ones from different ones that I like for different reasons. So, what's my one? The scene from The Notebook.
Which one?
When he was getting in her drawers after so many years. Ooh. Now, I despise it because she was married, but he was tapping that thing like, this is my last shot, and by golly goodness, woman, I'm going to let you know what you've been missing all these years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the scene from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh.
Listen, it's the only...
Which one?
No, listen, it's technically... The only love scene, I think, of that first movie. Because
when she, like, lost her virginity?
When she technically lost her virginity. Yes.
How can you not technically
lost her virginity? No. Because I'm saying technically, because I'm saying, like, yes, that is the scene where she lost her virginity. Mm. He had to do that for them to, you know, partake in all the other fun activities.
Well.
So, but yeah, and I like that love scene because it was slow and he was like, I have to do this, so I might as well make it. Everything that, oh my, whew, you know, it's getting hot.
It sounds like 50 Shades is for jazz.
Yes, honey.
I think for me, I liked Something New. Like when old dude,
Sanaa Lathan,
and the Australian actor, and like, in one particular scene where he ends up painting her nails, honey, I was just like,
see?
That was just so hot.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That was me.
I'm trying to think. The first thing that popped in my head was Tyrese Signs of Lovemaking. Remember in the video they were kind of like chasing each other under the cover?
That was so
yes. That's the only thing that I thought of, but I don't know if I've never
Do you know all the things that are related in our stories is not the sex? It is not the sex.
That's good you pointed that out.
You better take note.
Take note. So, imagine your favorite celebrity and the movie video or the song, the music video or the song, whatever, the movie or the music video scene, like, how would you recreate that with them? Would you change the scene or would you do it exactly the same way? So
it would be a shorter chase.
Oh, she like, we're getting straight to it.
The size of them.
So you and Michael B. Jordan.
I just like his lips. Like, yeah. If I could put his lips on Ghost's back, like, you know, like, put it all together, like...
I think for 50 Shades of Grey, for that scene, I think... Ooh, and... I think he would be eating the box a little bit longer.
Ooh.
And I think the scene would last a little bit longer. Now, for The Notebook, I don't know. I think I like it just a little... Ooh, this is...
I love
oh
it.
My gosh. I don't know. It just depends on how I'm feeling. If I like it rough or soft or choke me.
Hashtag choke me.
You know, or push my legs behind my, you know, behind my head and stuff or whatever. Or like hit it from the back and stuff. You know, I feel like there's this side of me that's like really ratchet. Like real ratchet. So, like, I want, like, him to be behind me and stuff. And maybe he has, you know, maybe a cup of alcohol in his hand. Or maybe he's...
Y'all should see me?
Yeah. You know what I mean? And maybe he's acting like...
The bottle, like, or a cup.
The bottle. Let me tell you what. The best...
A whole bottle?
Let me tell you what, this one time, I thought
in band camp.
I thought, yes, at band camp.
What are you coming from with this?
This just happened.
Oh my gosh.
Stick to the subject.
Okay, so me and Idris.
Right.
And something new. Girl, I would just, I would probably be like Tony, be like, yeah, you don't have to do all this. We don't have to paint nails today.
Make through the whole song.
Yeah. Right. But that was just so sexy. Oh my gosh. I just, yeah. In reality, so we talked about the fantasy, the best you ever have in your imagination. But in reality,
this is going to get awful.
Describe the best real date you've ever had.
Oh.
Real date?
Yes. We don't have to say names, just...
Oh, absolutely.
We will not. Oh, don't worry.
I think mine was like a makeup date because I was mad. And I was mad at him. And he went all out like... I wasn't like super mad, but I was mad. And he just like came pick me up and he was like, just get dressed. And I'm like, you know me. I'm kind of like, well, where are we going? Because I need to know what I'm putting on. Is it heels, flip-flops, jeans? Like, you know.
Right.
He was like, just get dressed. And he packed his bag. I was trying to figure out why he had this blanket in his bag, and I wasn't really thinking about it because it had like his like book bag. And we went out to eat, and apologies and all that stuff. Like, we were cool, and then I just kind of had to go with the flow for the night. Couldn't really ask any questions, and we took like a walk on the beach.
Aww.
And he whipped out this blanket. I'm like, what is it? Like, where did you get that from? Because the whole time he has his book bag on. And so, like, it was just, he had, like, some fruit and, like, some stuff, although we had just ate, but he had, like, some fruit and stuff and some wine and stuff, and we, like, sat on the beach and had, like, this romantic day at, like, night. It was, like, so dark. All you could hear was the water. You couldn't really see it. Like, it was pitch black, and it's, like, you could see it, like, coming up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But crashing sound.
Yeah, and it was, like, we kind of, like, watched the stars. It was romantic. And it was so nice because it was, like, thoughtful.
Yeah.
Although he was in trouble.
Mm-hmm. And actually, thinking about something new, I was dating, like, a white guy. And the best date I ever had was with him. It was, like, he took me to, like, 5 or 6 places that he really liked, including, like, a horse track gambling place. And we went to the cigar place. Mm-hmm.
Nikki Blaine's.
And... what I loved about it was just the exploration piece, because I love finding something new and enjoying something new. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. But the hardest part about that date, though, was, like, as we were walking through downtown, it'd be like brothers would be like, so why you with him, sister? Mm-hmm. And I was like, y'all was not checking for me. You need
like, outwardly to say stuff like that?
Girl. They were just like, they had a lot to say, but it's a really dope date. I can't remember the other 3-4 places we went, but we went throughout downtown Indy and explored. How about you, Jasmine?
Oh, well, you know, there are just so many to pull from. I just let's see. There was that one time at band camp, and...
do you want to pass?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to pass. On the best date. Now, describe the most embarrassing moment during a date.
Taking my braces out. No, I almost had an asthma attack at the movie.
No!
So, I just feel like I just brought up two. So, I was like, okay, so I have Invisalign braces. And I was like out eating. And I'm like so used to just like snatching them out. That I just kind of like talking and just start snatching them out. Not even like thinking about it. Then I was at the movies with my ex before. And I was like, I cannot breathe. Like, I was just like, for some reason, when the seasons change, my asthma flares up. So if it's, like, cold in the morning, like, hot at night, and then it gets cold again, my asthma flares up. And I was, like, wheezing. I was like, I'm about to die. It was in the middle. I was like, should I take it out? Because you got to shake it first, right? You got to shake the inhaler, then take a deep breath, and then puff, right, and hold it in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, should I shake it up right here? Because I don't know if I'm going to be able to walk down these steps and make it to the bathroom. So I was like, and I told him, he was like, just do it. I was like, it's going to be loud. People trying to walk through. He was like, just take, and I had to take two puffs. It was oh my gosh. God, I was so embarrassed. He didn't, I think I was more embarrassed, but he didn't really care. Yeah. But I was like, trying to shake it like to the side.
On the low
to the side. And I was like, you got to wait a minute. You got to do it again.
Oh, no,
and I was like, I cannot breathe. And it was so embarrassing. I thought I was going to die in the movie.
No.
Would have been worse if they'd had got the ambulance in there.
Yeah, that would have been way worse.
Yeah, than my friend once at the club.
I'm sorry. Embarrassing moment.
I don't really have any.
You don't embarrass easy.
She's not.
I don't embarrass easy, but I've not been on like, so I've dated like one person in high school, one person high school transition to college, one person in college. That's it. Mm. So, I mean, the latest one, I don't embarrass easy. Like, I just don't.
I can't remember anything embarrassing, but I think it would be embarrassing if I had gas.
Girl, that'll be embarrassing.
The hell is trying to figure out how to let it out in his car. But,
Yo, that's
what
not
about
embarrassing.
If you had to like boo boo?
That ain't embarrassing.
No, like if you in the car and y'all like far from home and you know you sorry. If you in the car, you gotta go like get them hot flashes
ASAP.
You gotta unbuckle your belt. It has to be a lot of things.
Girl,
like hey.
You get the door to rock back and forth. Like oh lord,
I'm enjoying your company.
Oh lord, but I'm sweating bullets. Like
girl. No, I don't think I've had an embarrassing moment, but that would be embarrassing if a little tutor came out in a small space.
Or, like, if your stomach started that nasty, like, I got a boo-boo growl. Yes, I can't stand that. That is more embarrassing than having a boo-boo.
Hollywood, if you're hiring, I could do sound effects. Okay, so how about the worst real date you've ever had?
Dang, I don't know I've had one.
How about Jazz and I hung out a couple weeks ago. Like, Jazz was being a shoulder. And as we were walking out the establishment, this young man turned his whole face and followed me with his eyes. And so, after that, he thought we were married.
Girl.
That was just like, okay, because I'm exploring dating again or whatever. So, we hung out for the next week or so. But he was getting really serious really fast.
Okay, real quick, real fast.
Real quick, real fast. She clowned me, though. She's like, oh, so when's the wedding?
Yeah, so I text her the next day. And I was like, girl, did y'all ever go out? She was like, yeah. I said, girl, did he propose yet? And I was dead serious because, like, the way this man was following us, like, first of all, his head basically did a, not poltergeist. What's
the
that?
Exorcist.
The ex, yes. He did the exorcist swivel. Followed us all the way out the club. And, like, talked to her for I don't know how long, was like, I just want to be wherever it is that you are tonight.
And we're supposed to be meeting Tony.
Yes. Girl. And
for a second there, all I was attracting was Nigerian.
Yes. Foreign men love her. Okay. Mm-hmm. And went and got his car, took it out of his parking spot, and waited for us so he could get his little marching orders.
And he looked nice, but then he pulled up in a family van.
Do you hear me? Straight up soccer mom. I was like, wait a minute. Now, you just got over here. That's the car that you chose?
Why would he even pull up in there?
Girl. I'd have stood there. Listen, I'm not about to
we
pull
did.
Up.
Luckily, you didn't answer.
Not about him.
Right?
He was a mess.
It was funny. God. So the worst date was that next weekend or so, because it was not bad when it started off. We went to go see my girlfriend. She does poetry. That was cool. And then after that, we went to go get, like, pictures and at this one establishment. But then afterwards, he's like, let's karaoke. And he's very...
Oh, my gosh.
He wanted to karaoke so bad. And so... He, like, goes up there and sings some kind of old 80s song. And that was okay. Like, there weren't too many people around. I did send y'all the picture in the video. And so, what was embarrassing, though, that made it the worst was that somebody completely different. I'm going to call him Roy on purpose. So, Roy went up and sung karaoke. And so, meanwhile, my date and I are sitting by each other. And my date decides he wants to dance with me to the song Roy is singing in karaoke. And so Roy interrupts his song and it's like, you better give it to him, girl. You better give it to him. I'm like, no, if you only knew, this dude is crazy. So when Roy was done with his song, I came up to him, grabbed his wrist, and was like, don't you ever in your life attach us together.
Oh, no.
Because he, like, how the guy I was there on the date with was all up on me, you would have thought we were together.
Yes.
So that made it, like, the worst.
But I think he was trying to portray that.
Girl. Oh, not only that, but when we got back to our cars, he saw me, like, talking to Roy a couple times. I was like, I'm going home. And y'all remember I started texting y'all after this. I was like, I'm going home. And my date was like, so you don't want to hang out? So why are you talking to other men? I'm like, I've only known you for less than, like, a week. We are not attached at the hip like that. Like, calm down. I text these girls the whole night.
Like, I remember that.
That was
like,
crazy.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm. That was the worst. When people get too attached too soon.
I think we declared to block him that night.
We had to let him go.
He's still texting.
Oh.
You're blocking him. He didn't get the message after you said no?
Kind of.
Oh, we didn't have the chance. Block.
How about y'all worst date ever?
What's your worst date ever? Because my worst date was after the date was over. And everybody knows that story.
No, what happened? I don't remember.
When I end up being hog-tied.
When you did what?
Remember when I was hog-tied that one night?
Oh my god.
Yep. So, that was the worst one. That was the worst one.
I don't think anything can top that.
Nope.
Oh my god.
That's all I'll say. Yeah. If you've ever been hogtied,
oink, oink.
When having things biting into your skin, it's not sexy at all.
No.
Yep.
No, I feel like my worst date was like going, I don't even think it was like a date, because like he picked me up and we went to like a kickback at his friend's house and I didn't know nobody there, and they were like real, like, I think they thought we were like going together or something, and I was like, no, it's our first date. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hey girl, he really likes you, and I'm like, girl, I don't even know him, like, man, he cool or whatever, like, we've been texting. He's like, oh, come take a picture of me. I'm like, oh, why are there no evidence over here? Like, I was like, ooh.
Don't you hate that?
What? Like, that was, like, the worst. But other than that, I don't think I've had, like, super. Because I don't just go out on dates with everybody. Like, mm-hmm. I gotta know them. Like, I'm kind of socially awkward, I think. If I don't know you, I won't talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know you. If I know everybody in the room, I'm probably, like, the life of the party. But if I don't, then I'm probably just sitting there until somebody started talking to me.
But side note, I was thinking about this week. Like, do you know how many men think that you're their girlfriend in their mind?
That's crazy. I'm not confirming.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I've had that before.
I didn't know men, I didn't think men took it that far, mm-hmm. even in their mind, though.
No.
Like, I always thought it was women who do that. Now, mm-hmm. I don't, because I'm chill, bro.
Yeah, she's pretty realistic.
Wow.
No, I think people think we go together, and I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm confused. No.
How did that happen? And so quickly.
And do people not, like, ask people to I guess be not. Their girlfriend
And I don't
anymore?
Like that, because people like just that assume. Either. That's not cool.
No.
I don't
I
like that.
I need to be very clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you
Before
need to
I
ask.
Start to clown.
Right. I don't care what year it is. That just we assuming because no. we've been around each other. You
and
need
I'm
to
okay
ask.
With you sliding me a letter with the check boxes, and so I'm cool with that too. Like,
oh my god, that is so cute.
I would love that.
I would
oh
love
gosh.
That.
You know, that's low key how I want to get married. Like, I want my
oh my god.
To be like,
do you want to yes, marry me? Woman. Yes, no, maybe.
Where's the or box? I was like,
okay, or let me slide this back to you or not,
or no. That is so cute.
Is.
I feel like we've gotten away from so much. That's why I can't stand social media and stuff. Mm-mm.
What do you think we've gotten away from?
I feel like we've gotten away. I feel like these little young boys is punks.
Yes. Like, I feel like you should ask somebody to be your girlfriend.
I agree.
I feel like you should ask. I feel like you should talk to somebody. Oh, hello.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry.
Not doing that.
And somebody, I had a friend who was like, oh, so when I was like trying to get into the whole dating thing after I broke up, like, and it was a good while, like I waited a good while. And she was like, oh, you have to put yourself out there. You have to do all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. So
that
I did
laundry
it.
List. Mm-mm.
Listen, so I did it. You were with me that one mm-hmm. night. And it was a freaking disaster. So the one thing I learned from that night was, A, it didn't get me anywhere. Number two, I felt horrible about myself. It was completely awkward. And it didn't, like, I felt like I wasn't any more successful. And it, like, it just made me feel completely worse about mm-hmm. myself. And I just felt like I don't want to have to do more than what I normally would
to be noticed or to, you know, get somebody to like me. I shouldn't have to do that.
I think the biggest thing is to get out the house. You can't date anybody in your house, so you just need to get out.
True.
But other than that, like I said before, you are a fox and you don't even know it, girl. You don't. So, speaking of foxing, mm-hmm. I just had this photo shoot, and Jazz was one of the models, and oh my gosh, her posts that I put up, that the other folks put up of her in this shoot, got the most likes.
Oh my goodness.
And she's over here thinking like, oh, I don't, I have to do so much to...
but I want to thank God and my family.
For these jeans.
Body by God.
Hashtag
body by God.
Body by Jesus.
Hashtag Jesus is my surgeon.
Right. But like, I just kind of feel like, well, A, I feel like if somebody has to ask me, okay, oh, hey, you got an Instagram, or oh, what's your DM or whatever, to have a conversation with me, you really don't want me like that.
Agreed.
You should be able to have a conversation with me when you see me. Right. That's number one, two, and three. I can't stand when people immediately go to, yes, have to use technology. Yo, dude, if you have to find a barrier to have a conversation with me, you ain't the right one.
No.
That's number one. Number two, I hate, and my dad tells me all the time, oh, you know, well, I just, you know, guys are intimidated. You know what? I hear that, and I'm so tired of that, because you always hear these stories. Yeah, guys might be intimidated, and guys might be afraid of rejection, but when they see that one that they want, they will go for it. They're not afraid of rejection. So with that being said, if he wants me, he'll go for me, and I don't have to change any of my colors.
And there's so many billion people in the world. There's someone for everyone.
Absolutely. And I just ain't found him yet. So, until then.
He ain't found you yet.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. He who findeth, listen. Don't find nothing. He gonna find me.
Yeah. I don't know. Now we kind of talk about dating and what's so different. Like, that makes me a little bit more intrigued. So, I remember when I first started dating, I've had guys approach me. But then, like you said, some of these newer schools, I don't know. They're so indirect.
I don't like it. It's like, whatever happened to going up to a female and being like, hey, you know how, and I get like casual conversation. You don't have to go into, hey, I think you're beautiful, I want to talk to you. But like, just having meaningful talk, like, hey, how are you doing? What was your day like? Or, you know, talk about what's on the TV or something, not just, hey, you know, what's your, you know, you on Instagram? Or I don't want to talk about what's on social media all the time. I'm sorry. Not unless it's relevant to what's happening in the world. Or,
and I think part of it too is maybe them playing the field. So it's like, I don't want to be rejected, so I'm keeping my options open until I know for sure that she likes me back.
If you're not afraid of being rejected, then you don't like to take risks. And that's probably not a guy I'm that much interested in anyway.
What do you think, Tones?
I think the Jazz need to get out the house more, and the people ain't got to slide in her DMs.
Besides me getting out the house, I'm just saying, period. Because listen, I've gotten out the house more. Going out way more, more.
You have, and when you're out there, you have to be open to people approaching you.
I am open to people approaching me.
That's cute that you think that.
Oh, wait a minute. What kind of session is this going to be? It's going to be podcast appropriate. Do you need to frame me?
I'm not about to frame you on the mic.
Please don't.
No, but ladies, that is true. Like, if you are looking for someone, you need to be open and be in the space, physical spaces, where you can be seen.
But don't settle for no punk.
No punk. You got to set your standards.
Absolutely.
If he only talking about social media and stuff, then yeah, that ain't the move.
Or if he ain't talking about nothing, like, at the end of the day, like, and then I also feel like I'm at a different stage in my life. And I'm not saying, like, you got to be here, here, and here, but I'm a single mother. Mm-hmm. Like,
what are your expectations?
I'm not saying, I mean, for me right now, A, I'm just trying to have fun. Mm-hmm. I know that's where I'm at. I know I don't want anything serious. I know I'm not trying to collide worlds right now. I know I'm not trying to introduce anybody to my son. The one thing that I always said was, while I'm dating, my son never will. That's just a rule of mine. So until that changes, I'm pretty much okay with anything. But you at least have to have a pretty decent job. You at least have to have a good head on your shoulders. You got to be talking about something, not just no bull crap. Like, we have to have meaningful intellectual conversations. I like to be stimulated intellectually. Like,
you're a sapiosexual.
That, hey, listen, let's talk about something.
What's your expectation, Thonis?
I like guys who are goal-driven.
Absolutely.
Like, I like short-term goals. Even if it's like a weekly goal, mm-hmm. then you're achieving something, you're going towards something. I don't like guys who just kind of go with the flow. Mm-hmm. Like, go with the flow is kind of cool, but let's not be like, oh, well, I'm going to quit this job and I'm going to get another one next week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we're not going to do that. Let's like, go ahead and like plan for this, and then you get another job kind of thing. I like people that are fun. I like to feel like a kid sometimes. Like, I have bills. I have responsibilities.
You hear me?
And mm-hmm. so sometimes if I can go back into my kid mode, we just jumping on the bed a little bit sometimes. Girl. I'm good with that. Like, I like to have like fun. I'm running around David Buster's. Like, what are we doing? But I also like to have, I like a guy that's fun. I don't like a guy that's always 100% of the time serious. But when mm-hmm. it's time to be serious, I like you to be mm-hmm. serious. I want you to know how to turn it on and off. Mm-hmm. Gotta have goals, like goals, constant goals. Like, when you achieve one, there's another. Mm-hmm. Because there's always room to grow. Mm-hmm. And I need for you to push me as well. As well as me pushing you, I need someone to push me and not just like, oh, well, you're good. Mm-hmm. Right. I need somebody, because I'm the there kind of person. I need somebody to be there for me as well and push me to get step outside of my box, because I'm very, y'all know how I am. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why are we both? I'm stuck in my ways. Yes. So, you sound young. It takes a lot for me to get outside of my box. And I might be like, no. And I need somebody to be like, come on, nope, we're doing mm-hmm. this. Like,
I think I expect someone who has a sense of who they are.
Yes.
And Jesus. So they have to know that, okay, I may not be all that I want to be right now.
Yes.
But I have something I'm aspiring to. Mm-hmm. I think I love charisma. Like, charisma is sexy. And I have like an Aladdin complex. I want him to be able to show me the world and show something me something new. Different. Mm-hmm. Right. I think other than that, everything that y'all said, like, he has to be like driven, being able to take care of himself and is sure in himself to where he doesn't feel threatened by any other man out here or even by me and what I'm doing.
Girl, you better say that.
And so I think I've lost some relationships because the guy thought that he couldn't be anything for me, but obviously mm-hmm. you're in my space for a reason and I liked you or mm-hmm. I loved you, so.
That integrity is key for me too.
Dang it, girl, yes.
You gotta have integrity. Like, I do not want you to go into another setting and let someone sway you off of your square.
Yes.
Sway you from what you are not. When we just talked about our goals 2 hours ago and then you go out to the club and let one of your boys talk you into something.
No, I can't stand that.
And I need you to be honest.
Like, who are you in a relationship with? Me or your best friend, boo?
Ooh. I need a man of integrity. Honestly, I would love a man of God to push me more.
Praise
towards God.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Can we pray together? Can you pray with me?
Okay.
I'm on the 70%.
I like a man who can take and implement good counsel. Mm-hmm. I can't stand no man who don't listen to nobody mm-hmm. and who cannot take good advice Agreed. And implement it. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it drives me crazy. So case in point, like, okay, you're not really good at financial planning. Maybe you weren't raised that way. That's great. That's mm-hmm. fine. But you know somebody who's a financial advisor. Mm-hmm. Listen to them. Mm-hmm. And not only listen to them, do what the man is telling you to do. Mm-hmm. Save the $25 a week and then put it in this many accounts or whatever. Don't use the excuse of, oh, well, I was never taught. I just don't know how. No.
There's plenty of resources.
Exactly. There's enough resources for you to know how to. That's mm-hmm. the one thing I can't stand. Men use so many excuses of, well, I just was never taught. Okay, maybe you weren't. I wasn't either. But I have my counsel. I built my counsel. You know what I'm saying? So that's the other thing. Like, we got to get away from those excuses.
Yeah. So to kind of wrap up, I wanted to talk about just lessons we've learned from our dating experiences. And so the first question I had for you all was, what have you learned about yourself from dating? Whether it was a good situation or a bad situation, what did you learn about yourself in the process?
Ooh. I learned that people are going to be who they are. Mm-hmm. And you, as much as women try, mm-hmm. you cannot change no man.
What'd you say? Period. Say that again.
Say
you
it cannot, louder.
I'm going to get close. You cannot change a man, period. They have to want to change.
Yeah.
My biggest thing that I did was fall in love with someone's potential. Mm-hmm. And that was the worst thing I could have did, because he never, well, he might now, I don't know, but he never got to where I know he could have been. Mm-hmm. Like, could have been. But he never got there. Mm-mm. And I was waiting, like, oh, he's going to get there, he's going to get there. And it put me in a situation to where I'm waiting on him, and I'm wasting my time and wasting my life and wasting, blocking someone else from coming in and being that person that I needed them to be. Because mm-hmm. I know somebody, somebody told me one time.
It wasn't me.
No, it was like an older, like, it was like an elder. Like, if you're sitting at the table with the wrong guy, mm-hmm. how can that guy that's wants to sit at your table come sit down at your table? Mm-hmm. He's blocking that person. You can't see them because you're so focused on this guy in front of you mm-hmm. that you're in love with their potential, but the guy over there across the room that's waiting on you to be available
and trying to pay your bill you
is watching, but they can't see you because this other guy is blocking mm-hmm. because you're so in love with who they could be, but they're not ready to be that person. Mm-hmm. And eventually they may be, but it may be you may be that lesson for them for their next relationship. You may not have been that ultimate relationship Ouch. For that person.
I'm just saying,
you better preach, child.
Girl. What's that, K. Michelle? Gang.
Can't raise a man.
Jazzy Faye, what you learned about yourself dating?
What I learned about myself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. I learned, more importantly, that if I feel like I have to hold back who I am, if I feel like I have to put parts of me on reserve because I feel like I'm emptying too much, that means you're probably not putting enough back in. That's one of the best things I've learned. One of the biggest things that I've learned, you cannot plan on potential. Mm-mm. You cannot. So potential's good, but you can't be the carrot in front of the horse again to change him. So you can say, oh my God, but he has so much potential to do this, girl. If you ain't seen it, mm-hmm. you ain't going to. Mm-hmm. And getting into a relationship with him and saying, oh, well, you know, he's got the potential and he'll do it then and it'll just get better. If you ain't seen it now, sometimes you'll see it later. But mm-hmm. No, you won't.
I think what I learned about myself from dating was that I have to start with self-love. And that took some heartbreak, seriously, to learn that I really didn't love myself. And then the relationship that kind of came after that heartbreaking situation, that guy courted me like I was a queen. And I didn't have to give up anything for him to keep pursuing me. And so I learned that when I sold into myself, that I'm teaching people. It sounds so cliche, but I'm teaching the other people how to treat me. So if I am taking care of myself, like getting my nails done, that's also showing that that's my expectation, and then the guy will live up to that. Like, let me keep her keeping what she already has in place for herself. Versus, like, if I'm, like, bemoaning myself and not showing up how I'm supposed to, of course I'm going to get treated like trash. So it all starts with self-love and then going out from there. So then what was the hardest lesson to learn from dating?
The hardest lesson?
Yeah.
Was to admit that I saw the signs earlier and Ooh. I ignored them.
Girl.
And I ignored him. And I was just hoping for the best. Mm-hmm. Hoping for the best. and not stopping it sooner. Just, you know, going along for the ride. And, you know, at some point in relationships, it's almost like, and I admit it's a comfort thing. And it makes it harder. Let me tell you what, when you have children, and it doesn't matter, you know, I know that there's a divine and a, you know, and there's a quote unquote order. And it doesn't matter. But when you have children involved, it makes it more difficult and it makes it more comfortable for you to stay in cruise control. But when you see those signs and you ignore them, that was for me the hardest.
How about you?
Probably the same. Knowing good and well mm-hmm. it's not going to work and you still fighting for it. And knowing that at a certain point, both of you have given up, but you're so comfortable and used to each other. Like, you're used to that body laying next to you and I, and you're used to making a bigger dinner and stuff like that, getting comfortable and knowing that this is not what's best for you or him, mm-hmm. that and not just letting it go and letting the chips fall where they may. kind of the same thing besides the child thing.
Yeah. So it can happen to you whether you have children or not. Mm-hmm. I think the hardest thing to learn from my dating situation, I don't know, I did not have to invest so early. I guess. I think that sometimes I may have been more excited about whoever I was dating and the potential for a long-term relationship, not in necessarily in their potential as a person, but just us as a unit, that in my head, we're going to be together forever, but in his head, we're going to be together for 2 more months. And so I think that was the hardest thing to learn, was to not get so invested and let time prove who the person is and to see what the patterns are about how they treat themselves and others around them.
Can I add one more thing?
Go ahead, girl.
So the other thing that I learned, and I did this like little women's thing at my church, and this helped me too, and I attribute this to my aunt, and I can't talk about her without crying, and I'm not going to, but okay, I have women in my family who I've modeled myself after. One of the things that I learned also was giving too much too fast, and mm-hmm. I didn't know how not to. Mm-hmm. So buttering and cutting a man's pancakes in the shapes that he likes and syruping and giving it to him so that he never had to butter and syrup them. So here's the thing. I was always raised, I've never seen my dad cut and butter and syrup his own pancakes. I grew up that way. All my boyfriends have never really had to cut and butter and syrup their own pancakes. That was just a standard. So I didn't know how much to put on reserve and how, like, you know what I mean? So doing maybe too much too soon. So what for me was just normal, for them, like, they got spoiled real quick, like real quick. So for me, knowing what to do at what stages, you know what I mean? So for that was important too.
And I'm the opposite. I'd be like, look, I can't cook.
I'm not buttering nobody. I might throw some butter on there, but we ain't cutting no pancakes. No.
Yes. And wait, to know what shape they want them cut in?
Girl, like, the shape.
This one wants them in squares. This one wants them in the merry-go-round, like the little triangles.
You gonna eat these pancakes or you not? Like,
no, but I was raised a certain way that, like, girl, on Jeannie, I watched her serve my Uncle Charles. He never got up. Salt and pepper.
But again, they were probably married, right? They were married.
True.
And so, like, for me, I'm like, look, bruh, I don't know how to cook. Okay, now we're in a relationship. I know how to cook a little something. Oh, we're engaged now? Yeah, I can cook. We're married? How you want it?
But I didn't. But I didn't get a lot of
no pancakes.
I didn't get a lot of pictures of what. So here's the thing: I always got the fast forward to what marriage looked like, not necessarily what the dating looked like. So I just assumed that, oh, okay, this is what it was like when they were married. I'm assuming they just did this all along. So I just always did it.
Yeah.
Like, all that cooking and all that stuff. Like, I'm a cook. Y'all know. We said in the other. So,
I mean,
they
just
have always gotten it.
No pancakes.
Oh, my gosh. I thought that was the standard.
I'm going to throw some butter on there, and I'm going to bring you the syrup to the table when
plate. Girl, the syrup,
but
for me, it was like, that was almost like a no-no if he's got to syrup his own pancakes.
No, if you got some teapot or something, I do what I got to do, but we're not about to, no. Because
the only person cutting that is at Denny's.
Yeah, I know now.
I cut up the baby stuff, but I'm not about to baby you. Like, no.
But see, that's not babying. That is me. That's part of it is service. And then the other part is
I'm putting it on the
taking
plate.
Care of my man.
Yeah, I'm putting it on the plate.
Yeah,
I'll bring you a knife.
I'll put it on the plate.
Yeah, okay. I'll bring you a knife. You know, I'm going to cut them whatever way you want it. Yeah.
Well, I know better now.
I don't understand.
I know.
What's next? You going to feed them the cut up pancakes?
Well, I may not go that far. It depends, child, on what scene we doing. Notebook or 50 Shades of Grey.
9 months old, we're not doing that.
Like, you can get some Angel Mama off of me.
Right.
So, so the last question I have for you ladies is, what would you tell your 21-year-old self about dating?
Oh my God.
Twerk boy.
Hey, so
don't do it.
Don't date.
Don't do it.
Or don't twerk.
Hell no. Don't date.
Your relationship was terrible. That was a mess. Like, my whole
21. How old was I when I was 21? Yeah.
How old were you?
No, I mean, I'm 21. No, I was
myself, don't do it.
Don't date.
Don't do what?
Don't date.
Or don't do it.
Absolutely don't date. Don't date. That's the dumbest thing you could do.
Yeah, I agree.
At 21, I think, like, for females, and I think, no, let me not say for females. I think for me, it's just easier. It's one person you have to keep track of, especially, and then I was having sex. So it's just one, you know, penis I have to keep track of. It's just, it's easier, I think, more than anything. Not so much that I want to be tied down to one person. I think in my head, it was safer.
You can still keep track of one penis and 8 phone numbers.
You can. I mean, I don't know.
You could be having sex with one guy, but then you got 7 other backup plans.
I mean, and to be honest, at that time, I probably was like on and off. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I just wouldn't date. Not especially. I was in college and stuff. I mean, I don't know that. At 21, I don't know. I think I got pregnant around that time. Yeah, I was. Matter of fact, my 21st birthday, I was sick as a dog. I got pregnant around that time.
Birthday sex.
Yes.
So I think I would tell my 21-year-old self something similar. I would probably say, don't get matized and think that you're in love.
Yes, Lord.
Because matizement.
What do you mean? Do you mean?
I mean, dematized.
Oh, we can't say that on the podcast.
We can say penis matizement, dick matized. I tried to whisper it, but yeah. Don't think that that's love. I mean, just because it's good doesn't mean it's supposed to be there forever. Mm-hmm. And so I think so many years later, it's not the same.
I would say have fun. Yes. Have fun. Get yourself together. Yes. Because you do not want to be 42 still trying to figure out what you're going to do.
You hear me?
Like, get yourself together. Pitch. Have fun. Like, my whole 21st is kind of a blur a little bit. I remember going to work, but I don't know how I made it. Like, I remember, like, going to the club, getting out at 3, going to Denny's, kicking it, and still making it to work on time. Ain't no way I can do that now. Like, I don't even know how that happened. Mm-mm. But I have fun, but... No, like, don't dick hop. Don't do that. Mm-mm. That's not, no.
Issa
said everybody got a whole face. That's what Issa said.
I won't let y'all repeat what that
was. I don't think
I had a whole face.
I didn't.
I didn't have a whole face.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice. So
I'm still young though.
Yeah, I'm me too. I ain't judging nobody.
Me neither. I think, look, hey.
I would just say, you know, God is good.
Yeah, get it how you live it.
Yeah.
But I say have fun. Get yourself together. Graduate. Do what you're supposed to do.
Yes, I totally agree. Are there any final thoughts about the best you ever had or just dating in general?
Don't settle. Be you. Don't change your colors for anybody. If he wants you, forget all that rejection stuff. If a man wants something, he'll go for it. That's with anything. He won't make excuses for it. That goes for an Xbox, a pair of sneakers, a freaking road trip, and a woman.
Yeah.
So, and if he ain't here yet, and if not one man has talked to you in the past year, year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, that's because he ain't ready wherever he's at, but he's out there. And it's been, I don't know, how long? For me, I don't know.
2 days.
Child, please. It's been longer than that. But at the end of the day, I have to trust the process and do my part and be who I am and be happy with me and have fun in the meantime. You can't hold your breath for no man. Like, have fun. Kick it with your girls. Kick it with yourself. And look.
Do you, boo.
Do you, boo.
I do recall in that one podcast, walk around your house butt naked.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear me?
And let it jiggle and fly everywhere.
Yes.
I like that. I like to do things like that. But I would say don't compare your life to other people's life at your age. Mm-hmm. Like, just because X, Y, and Z are all married does not mean that you're supposed to be married at that point. Because X, Y, and Z can also be divorced in 10 years and you can be married for 50.
Mm-hmm. That life's checklist will get you in trouble.
I would say don't compare to everybody else, especially social media.
Mm-hmm. Because it's fake, yo.
It's a lot of stuff that's fake on there. But I think people look at it like, oh, their relationship goes, hashtag relationship goes. Mm-hmm. But it's really like, you don't know what's going on in those people's houses. Like, a lot of these people, and I'm not trying to call nobody, I'm not trying to be funny, but people have these relationship goals, but your man still sliding in my DM. I'm denying them because I ain't about that life.
Mm-hmm.
But you just never know what people got going on at home. So don't compare yourself to someone else's journey and make it your journey. Mm-hmm. So,
amen.
I think my final thought on this topic would be to trust yourself and be attuned to what you feel. So, like, if you feel like the dating situation is good, you know, ride it out until it feels otherwise or if it turns into something. But if it doesn't feel good, just know that as soon as you close that door, baby girl, there's going to be somebody else waiting with a dozen roses. For real, for real. And that's something I'm learning constantly and know to be true. So, thank you so much, Bonnet Babes, for coming back to Woo-hoo. Ladies Night Podcast.
Mm-hmm. And ladies, surprise topics.
Yes. That's how I does it. That's how I does it. But, ladies, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Ladies Night Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at ladies_night_podcast. We're now on the Facebook at Ladies Night Podcast. And if you have any show topics, feel free to email us. You can also check us out on the website, shavonne.co/ladiesnightpodcast, S-H-A-V-O-N-N-E. Feel free to let us know what you want us to talk about or if you have any questions you want to pose for any of my guests. And thank you so much for tuning in. Have the best weekend ever.
Bye.